Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, wonderful. Just like I've been saying for the last week or so, just enjoying the early spring weather, looking forward to lots of wonderful birthday activities, and I'm celebrating the entire month because every birthday is a special birthday for all of us. We are so fortunate to be enjoying them. So I am totally in celebratory mood. What's going on with you, sweetie? I think maybe Russell Wilson might be celebrating. Tell me, daughter. I don't know. You know you keep up with that kind of thing more than I do.
I don't think that Russell Wilson is celebrating. I was gonna say that I'm doing well. And it's a beautiful day today here in the DFW. Russell Wilson is probably not feeling so great right now, but he normally has a very positive attitude. So I'm hoping that he keeps, you know, the same energy as we navigate through. He's been released from the Broncos. Right.
Oh, I thought something was looking good for him.
Well, there's several teams that could pick him up, but we just don't know what it looks like. We know
nothing has been finalized yet. Oh, okay.
No, we know that Atlanta, we know the Raiders.
Right.
I don't know about the Patriots or Bucks, but
I saw something about the Raiders, you know, and that's what I was thinking. I mean, I just skimmed it. I didn't really take time to look, so I didn't know, but I thought something had happened, you know, but
nothing has happened yet.
Shout out to you, Russ and Sierra and the kids.
Nothing has happened to him yet, but he is going to get $39 million from the Broncos. So, you know, it's an attractive thing for, you know, most of the teams who need a quarterback to get Russ because they don't have to pay him much money because he's already getting $39 million from the Broncos.
Got it. So, okay, I saw something about $39 million.
Right.
I saw that.
Right.
I either read it or my ex-husband told me one of those.
Even if he sits home, he will still be making $39 million. But I don't think that. I think he will be on the team. I think he'll be,
All right.
Okay, so we can give a toast to Russ, you know, because I think that, you know, just wishing him positive vibes. And also we need to do a toast for Jason Kelce, who just retired from the Eagles after 13 years. So let's do a toast, Ma.
All right, let's lift our glasses, daughter, to continue long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness to Jason Kelce and Russell Wilson. Salud.
Salud. Okay. Alrighty, so let's get into a little bit of the craziness in pop culture right now. So first off, I don't know if I should start off with this person, but
what's going on, daughter?
I know you heard that that Trump said that his mugshot and his indictments appealed to black voters. Well, Charles Barkley said that if he sees any black person walking around with Trump's mugshot, he'll punch them in the face.
So, I co-signed Charles. I love it. I co-signed on you. I co-signed with you, Charles, on that. I co-signed on that 1,000,000%.
Do you think that there's that any...
Trump is full of asinine statements. Okay. He's full of it. That's what I think.
Do you think that there's any truth to his statement, Ma?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, you know... You know, shout out to Earth, Wind, and Fire. You'll always find a few.
That's
okay?
True.
You'll always find a few to follow you into anything. Okay? But no. Overall, in the aggregate, in the main, big numbers, hell to the no.
Okay. Listen. Listen, to me, that was just craziness. And like you said, just another one of his, bullet points or whatever it is that he just wants to just talk craziness that he always does. So hopefully that will deter some black voters. Hopefully that they will not vote for Trump. And today is a big voting day in Texas. Of course, by the time you hear this, guys, you should have voted already, but just wanted to put that out there to check where the big vote and voting day is in your town, your state. So,
Okay.
So we can move on to a young woman. Well, I don't know if she's young or middle, whatever. She's youngish woman that has been making the waves lately over the past couple of weeks. And she goes by the name of, you know, Risa Tessa. I'm not sure exactly how she.
Oh my goodness. Her again.
Well, you know, Charlamagne is apologizing for comments he made about the big bat community last week after he reportedly, you know, hurt her feelings. He says, you know, all jokes aside, I tell y'all all the time, the easiest way to keep your own peace is to not disturb the peace of others. I disturbed that woman's peace and that wasn't my intention. So I apologize if my words made her feel that way. Now, he claims that he did not see how she looked. He didn't know anything about her size or anything. And so he went on to apologize about it.
Right.
And he just didn't want, you know, all of the negativity.
Right.
And he also felt that some of this stuff should have been reserved for the therapist. You know, if we can't, and if people can't handle having an opinion about whatever we're venting about, keep it off social media. But
then you know what? I appreciate both sides of what he said. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it when he said, look, I'm sorry. That wasn't what it was intended to do. I was just sharing my thoughts, having nothing to do with you personally. If he was right or wrong or this or that, I appreciate the sentiment of, mm-hmm. of apologizing. You know, I appreciate that. That means that there's some level of consideration for another person's feelings.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And at the same time, you put yourself out there big time talking about your very, very personal business. You put it out there for whatever reason.
Well, I just
and when you do that, I'm sorry, what is it?
I just wanted to say she has been signed by CAA. They are going to be representing her.
Good. Wonderful. Okay. And that's no small organization. Okay?
No, it's not.
That's a pretty reputable place. Okay. So that was her. And then she talking about her feelings. You know what? Charlamagne, you a bigger person than I am. Because guess what? You gets no apology from me. Shout out to Mary J. You gets no love. I'm sorry, Faith. You gets no love from me. Okay? You came out there talking about it. So you, hey, if you deal, you shuffle. They go together.
Yeah.
If you deal, you shuffle. Okay?
Congratulations to her. And, you know, congratulations.
Congratulations. And guess what? And I hope your husband gets the same thing.
Right.
I hope he gets it too.
Let him speak his truth as well. And let him get whatever type of therapy treatment he needs.
Too. Claimed he was all broke and busted. Let him collect his coin too.
Yeah, let him get some money as well. But congratulations to her. And, you know, moving forward, congratulations. I hope that he gets his piece. Okay. Selma, also following up with Charlamagne, I think I mentioned this to you a little bit before, that Charlamagne commented on the Wendy Williams documentary. And he said that obviously it was very hard to watch. And
sure.
The one main takeaway from him was he was shocked that her family signed off on it. Now, you know, he knows, he says, I don't know.
The actual documentary.
Yes. He says, I don't know who she has around her that truly cares. And I was very, very shocked and surprised to see that her family and was executive producers of the project. And she knows the nephew. She knows the son. She knows the niece. And he was just very surprised. And he says, this isn't the end for Wendy Williams because she's still here on this planet. I just hope that we all could learn from this. When you see great people fall, don't laugh, learn from it. It was just poor life choices.
Right on. That's why I say, Charlamagne, in my estimation, you've been speaking a great deal of wisdom right there. Don't laugh, baby. Don't gloat when you see somebody else fall, because guess what? Their butt before the grace of God go I. Mm-hmm. Okay? or whatever the saying is. That's close enough. You got it.
We got it. Never know the sentiments.
There you go. You understand. You never know when it could be you. That's what I'm saying. 50, stop. You're doing wonderfully. People are loving your episodes and whatnot that you're producing. People are loving your
TV shows.
You know, universe. What do you call it?
The Powerverse. Universe,
they call it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, people are loving it overall. And I'm a big fan. Stop it, 50. Stop it, okay? Stop it. Don't laugh at another man. Don't laugh at a woman or whoever. Don't laugh at anybody else. Don't do that, 50. Okay? Don't do that.
Why are you calling out 50? We're not talking about that.
I'm calling out 50 because 50 is gloating. You know, it's not funny. Okay. It's not funny. Okay. You ain't bulletproof, 50.
Okay. And we know he's not laughing at Wendy Williams. Just want to clarify that.
Not connected to Wendy Williams. It's connected to this thing of about having empathy for somebody else.
Right, of
course.
When
they're going through a rough time. When
because
somebody
we all
else
go
falls
through
down,
a rough
don't
time.
Laugh. We all. Don't laugh. That's right, because what's up today is down tomorrow. Hey, speaking of up and down and up and down, guess what? Flip the script. Guess who's the most rich man today? He wasn't a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was. Bezos is the number one man again. Couple of weeks ago or whenever, not long ago, it was Elon Musk. I mean, don't get me wrong. They both still filthy rich. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying things change. Just of that course. Quickly. Things change. That's all. All right, sweetie. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No. So, you know, let's move on to some topics that aren't as, serious, a little bit more fun. Well, we'll see. Okay, so our girl Riri, we know that she performed at a wedding in India for, I think, maybe the richest man in the world, not man in the world, richest man in India's son. And some people have panned her performance. Now, we know that she's been paid, we don't have the exact number, between 6 and 12 million. Most people say 9, but somewhere between there. They said her performance was lazy and boring. And, you know, a few other people chimed in. Well, a lot of other people chimed in and they were surprised. They didn't feel that it was worth the money. The performance was for 90 minutes. Now, a lot of other people pointed out that Rihanna is traditionally a low energy performer.
Absolutely.
So what are your thoughts on Riri? And they said, oh, she just doesn't give an F. She got the coin and said, F y'all, I'm going to do what I can. And refer to her as a scammer.
First of all, everybody understands. Everybody who's ever seen Rihanna perform on TV, in person, wherever you saw her, we all know that she's not much of a dancer, and she certainly doesn't run up and down the stage. So what is it that you think she's doing that shows a lot of energy? And we know that her voice is unique, but it certainly isn't one that requires a whole lot of energy. Okay? We already know all those things about her. So what on earth were people looking for, and what did they think they were going to get? Did they think she was all of a sudden going to be a good dancer? Which she's never been. She's either unable or unwilling to dance a lot. You have not seen her given any performance where she danced a lot, ever. The most dancing you might see is in one of her videos that's been choreographed to death and reshot and put together. You'll never see her do no live performance where she's doing a lot of good dancing or high energy. You have not seen her do an live high energy performance. So who was expecting that from her? You saw what she gave you in the Super Bowl, okay? I know she was pregnant, but she wasn't that big. You saw what she gave you, barely moving. You saw what she gave. And that was the Super Bowl, okay? That was a bigger audience than she got over there for that wedding. And then as far as the money, How much money you think it costs for her to travel, bring her entourage, her musicians, all her people? She needs a few million dollars even to show up over there and bring all her people and her team. What do you expect? Boom. She don't need the money, okay? She's a billionaire, not million, but B, billion. And she's still a young woman. She don't need the money. She didn't have to do it. She was honored. She thought it was nice, so she went and did it. And she did what Rihanna does. Show up, look pretty, move a little bit, holler a little bit. The end. That's Rihanna. You have never seen her do anything different. The person that hired her because that's what she does. That's all they could have ever seen her do because mm-hmm. that's what she does. Okay? The most movement she's ever had was in a couple of her upbeat things where she danced when she was a teenager.
No, and not just when she was a teenager, Mom.
Well, a long time ago. You know, even in her up-tempo songs, most of them, she's not dancing fast and she's not moving much. And everybody knows that she's not a great dancer.
Well,
maybe she is a great dancer, but she doesn't show it to us.
Well, I think that she wears more clothes now. And I think that also kind of, shades or tampers with, people's vision or, imagination.
I saw her, she had
Rihanna.
On a very sexy mesh looking something.
It wasn't as mesh as you think it was. It wasn't.
Maybe I thought wrong. Listen, I thought she looked
It was long. Okay. She looked nice, but it was yeah, long. She also had a hood.
It was form fitting and it was relatively transparent. Okay, I don't know. Maybe she had on the line. Listen, pay. Fine. I'm just saying.
Why are you always getting upset when I disagree
she's
with
a
you?
But no, you're not just disagreeing with me. You trying to tell me something different. I have a different view. I respect your view. You got to respect mine too. You don't think it was that much. I thought she looked sexier than I seen her look in a long time. But maybe I'm comparing her to wearing those that painter, that red painter man's outfit she had on. You know, I mean,
it wasn't a super sexy outfit for her, Ma. I think most people will agree.
So whatever they agree to, they also need to agree. I don't agree that I thought she looked better than ever. She didn't look pregnant. She didn't look fat. She looked like she had lost weight. I thought she looked good.
Don't
maybe they
say
didn't.
That.
I don't. Well, I mean, because before she showed up and she was pregnant, she could have popped up and been pregnant again.
Okay.
So it's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. But what my point is that I think she's just a low energy performer, and I don't know how anybody else could have thought anything different. I don't know what they thought. Did they think she was bringing Drake with her? Did they think she was bringing a bunch of other people? I don't know what they thought.
Well, I kind of thought that because then that's an extra fee.
Well, I don't know what they thought. But Rihanna has never been, Rihanna is not, a high energy performer.
And I stand corrected. It was more see-through than I recall. So
thank you. Well, that's what made me know she was slim, because she had on something where you could actually see her shape. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think
okay,
that,
Jordan,
what you're saying is that you think that they should know what to expect from Riri.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely. They expected her to show up singing like Mariah, dancing like Beyonce. I mean, what did they think they were getting? That way wasn't happening. It was Rihanna.
Well, I listen. I like Riri.
I love her, and that's why we like her, for her style.
And I
for
know
who she is. And
I know
she
the
is.
Performer. Listen, I know the performer that she is, and I know that this is her style. She is not trying to go too fast. She's not trying to do too much movement. And so, hopefully we get some cute little outfits and a smile here, there, and some nice hairstyles. So
there
that's
great. There you go. She's all about fashion. She looks gorgeous. She's a gorgeous looking person. She has her unusual voice. She has good songs. She has a good body of work, that she can perform. And that's Rihanna. So that's it. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what anybody was expecting.
All right. So guys, let's move on to another woman who was criticized recently, and that is AOC representative. Now, she was confronted by protesters at a movie theater in New York City. These were pro-Palestinian protesters, and they were, you know, berating her on her language when discussing the Israel-Hamas war. And they said to her, "You refuse to call it a genocide." You know, you and AOC got really upset about it, and she says, "You're gonna cut it and take it out of context. I already said that it was." And she said to them that, you know, that they weren't helping with the effing problem. She got a little bit annoyed them. And I don't think that, this is just me, don't think that she said Jacuzza am lying. I don't think she handled it in the best way.
It threw her. She was thrown a bit.
It threw her, and she was with her fiance. But I do think that she's in a tough spot. I think that she has always seemed to be on the side of, you know, the Palestinians. But I also think that she is, you know, in Congress, and she, you know, there's only so much that she can do as one person. But I also think I would have liked to have seen her be more calm with it. And maybe that just comes with being in politics for a longer time. But she seemed too thrown off, and she seemed too angry. And I think that was good. But go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Of course not. It's always better to keep your calm. She may have been better to not have responded at all. But I must say to you, I have seen her react in a very uncalm way in the past.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not surprised by it. When one congressman said something alluding to the word bitch, and alluding to her, referencing the two kind of connected, she did run up to him in his face and get him told, and it was right on camera. Okay, she did not take that when they go low, I go high road. She took the road where you go low, I'm going to hell. Okay, that's the road she took, and she does at times take that road. Okay. That's not out of character for her. This in particular may have angered her on a different level because it's such a serious issue. And it may have thrown her that she was out in a social setting. The incident I'm referring to, they were in DC.
Yeah. You know, I remember.
So she knew. Right. Absolutely. In this situation, I don't know where she was, but it was not at work.
She was at a movie theater.
And she was with, but I mean, what town?
New York.
And, that's what I kind of thought.
Yeah.
And I think it just sort of threw her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she reacted just highly emotionally rather than calmly and in a political way. I think she reacted kind of honestly. Off the cuff, and not in a measured way, which really the measured way would have been better. And it should not have caught her so off guard because she was in the public in New York. So it should not have. And she's very visible and very recognizable. And you know, because she's out there, you know.
Yeah, and I like AOC. You know, I think that, you know, she, you know, brings a lot of things.
She's on the right side of things. Yeah. Most of the time, she's on the right side of things, the humanitarian side of things. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But, you know, she lost her cool.
She's human. She's human. You know, we all.
Absolutely. And this is not the first time.
And it won't be the last time.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we all, do you know sometimes I lose my cool? Okay.
Please, I don't want to talk about it. People hear you lose your cool with me 10 times a program, 10 times each podcast at least.
All right. So we're going to move on to somebody else who lost their cool. Do you remember Dreo De Mateo? Oh, wow.
Yes, I do. That name is sounding very familiar. I'm trying to get the person,
Okay.
but I know that name.
She was in Sopranos.
Yes, the daughter.
No, she wasn't the daughter.
Oh, she was the wife. She
No.
was the girlfriend. She was the sister. She
She
was
was
the cousin.
Christopher's girlfriend, fiance,
Yeah, I remember. I do
Adriana.
remember her. I do remember her.
Okay.
Yes, I do. What about
Well,
her?
she's in her 50s now. She
Yes,
said,
that's good.
listen, whatever. We all age.
Well,
She
you
said,
mentioned it.
well, I'm
Okay.
just saying, I'm gonna bring it around. So she says she isn't sure she'll ever return to Hollywood after being unable to find acting work. Do you know why she couldn't
Okay.
find acting work?
Why?
Just guess. Not because of the age.
Oh, because you know that's where I'm going. Oh, because she's typecast
Because
as.
she failed to take the COVID vaccine.
Oh,
And
so, oh.
listen, so she was in dire straits. She said last week she was down, not last week, but maybe a couple of weeks, was down to her last $10
Oh,
and was
she's
close
broke.
to losing her home before she made the decision to join the adults only OnlyFans. And it saved her life 100%. I
So
can't
she's on
believe.
OnlyFans
Yep,
now?
she can't believe she's saying that, but it really did save her
Good.
home.
That's enough for her. Please, why are we spending airtime on her? You couldn't vaccinate yourself, but you can go on OnlyFans hoeing. Or whatever, or simulating hoeing, or whatever you're doing on there. Go
What are your
ahead.
thoughts on that, Ma?
Nothing. Just another bored, poor choice. Just another foolish
Do you
choice.
have anything against people going
Oh,
on OnlyFans? Do you think?
no, I don't have anything against going on OnlyFans. I have something against people being so damn stupid.
She had alternatives. She could
You
have.
are well,
Right.
you think? And you
Yeah.
think, and I'm pretty sure they would have been more lucrative than whatever the hell she's putting together on OnlyFans. How stupid can a ass bucket be? Oh, please.
Well, sometimes it's not good to meet your heroes in real life. Not that she was a hero, but you get that saying.
They can be very disappointing.
Okay, so let's move on to another happy, well, I don't know if I've talked about a happy couple, but a happy couple that is making their debut, event debut as a couple at the African American Film Critic Association Special Achievement Award luncheon. That was Megan Good and Jonathan Majors, who are so in love with each other. Megan said, "We're doing great. God is good." And of course, Jonathan said, "We're doing good. Thanks for asking." Any
Oh,
thoughts
that's
on
wonderful.
this lovely
That's
couple?
wonderful. That's wonderful. They are the modern day Martin and Coretta Scott King. Okay, I don't know about Scott King, but Luther King, Luther Scott, Luther King. Put the names all together. Okay, that's who they are. They are just really just leaders and pillars of the community.
Yeah.
In their minds, okay? In their minds. It is ridiculous. But you know what? No sense in hiding. I give them brownie points for at least having the courage to step out in public and show their faces.
Yeah.
But if Jonathan Majors thinks anybody else is asshole enough to buy his BS, you know how he can sell it? He's gonna have to maintain that posture for a long time. If he think he gonna be hit it and quit it with Megan, and he's gonna be embraced by whoever he's trying to be embraced by, it's not gonna happen. People already looking at him sideways, like we know why you got in trouble and who you got in trouble with and how you was behaving. And then here come Megan to save the day. Here she come to save the day, Mighty Mouse. Okay? So you got with Megan to resurrect or try to save some scintilla of your dignity as a black man. And now you just riding the wave to see where it'll take you. Because without it, your ship would have totally been sunk.
Do
You
you
know?
Do you think that this is hurting Megan's career?
It's making me look at it like she's stupid. I don't know what other people I don't know what other people are saying, but I'm looking at it like, girl,
Hey, listen, what we
you know what? You're gonna have to spend a whole lot of time with him to sell that, okay? You know what I mean? You know, I mean, because he's already put it out there how he is. What part of him do you think you can trust? He would have a, I know she wasn't with him when all of it went down, or supposedly she wasn't with him, but I would be looking at him sideways for a long, long time. It would be quite a while before I could just say, I'm going to just trust in this person. You know, she's giving him a chance, but for me to say, I trust you like you my ace boom coon, you know, no questions asked. You know, you don't, you already know what it is between me and you. For me to have that feeling toward him, he'd have to put in a whole lot of time.
I agree.
You know,
That would be
I'm not saying it's impossible, but it would be as hard as hell to do. I don't know where she stands with him. I just say I see she's giving him a chance, and I just would like her Megan proceed with caution. Okay, proceed with caution, because I don't even know if this man knows who he is. I'm not sure. Yeah. So, okay. All right, dude. Go ahead. Who's next? Good luck. Good
Good
luck.
luck. Good luck.
Oh,
So,
Megan, I will say I did like your hair. You look good with your hairstyle.
well,
Okay.
she's always looks good. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
Well, she don't
that's
always look good to me. I like this particular hairstyle.
well, I mean,
Okay.
she's a pretty woman. That's what I
Oh
meant.
yeah, she's a good looking person, yeah.
Okay. Now moving on to, now this is not necessarily the greatest thing in the world. So, Russell Simmons is over in Bali, sorry. And I want to go to Bali actually, but never mind. I'll put that on the list.
Just go ahead,
Oh
okay?
wait,
You go
okay.
every place else, so what is the big deal?
So he was photographed with Usher. So they shared some photographs on Instagram, and a lot of people
Yeah.
were very upset about this. Russell Simmons said, "When I was at my lowest point in my life, I woke up and this man was sitting by my bed. I had known Usher since he was a kid, but we really bonded because of our mutual love for self-discovery and our belief in yogic science as a direct route to realizing God's consciousness in ourselves." Now, a lot of people online were very upset that Usher would even be seen with Russell Simmons because, he was accused of raping a woman in the 1990s. There's all different type of civil complaints. And
Right.
apparently now, in the past like 5 years, he's faced allegations of sexual misconduct by at least a dozen women.
Right.
Now, my question to you is this any of our business with Usher's relationship with Russell Simmons? Should we demonize Usher for remaining friends
No.
with this man? I
No.
don't think he has been proven guilty at this
Right.
point.
I'm gonna
So.
say, I'm gonna give an unequivocal no for us on the outside looking in at this juncture, okay? At this time, in this moment, as we, you know, like to say, we say it tongue in cheek, but it is really true in this moment, because we don't know what whatever, okay? We don't know the depth of the relationship. The friendship between Russell and Usher. And we don't know because Usher is befriending Russell in his time of need. I'm quite sure the situation has been reversed throughout the years, you know, somehow. And that is very, very difficult for us to be able to assess. And we, you know, really shouldn't even be assessing it, you know, but. If we do, if we are going to try to have any sense of fairness and any sense of good sportsmanship, right? And any sense of grace, we will need to know much more than we do. You know, we would need to know much more than we do before we ever dare try to assess any of that. Okay? And on both ends, the level of their friendship and the level of guilt, the level of culpability that Russell Simmons has in any of these allegations.
I agree with you, Ma. I think it's a very difficult thing. You know, it was easy for us to say as people on the outside looking in, you know, oh, you stay away from this person. He's been accused of this. He's been accused of that. And, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And also, this is his friend. And, you know, there are some people who believe even if a person is proven guilty, that they should still remain friends with them. That doesn't mean that they are condoning, that doesn't mean that they are, agreeing with their behavior.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that they, you know, are lifting them up and saying, look, you're the moral superiority. It can mean that I'm your friend. I know you're down. I know you're imperfect. You made mistakes and I'm here for you.
Right. Right. That's right. And I'm here for you to see you through, to get yourself straightened out. To see that you walk whatever path it takes for you to, you know, hold yourself accountable and get yourself straightened out and get yourself whatever help you need, you know, and for you also to be responsible and stand up and, you know, do what you need to do. I'm here to support you for that as your friend. It does not mean that I condone what you did at all.
If
in fact you did anything, it does not mean that I condone it. Absolutely not. No, I would not.
And I also want to say on a personal level, I don't know either one of them. I personally met Russell Simmons and all of maybe 2 or 3 minutes, you know, this spoke to him. But I will say just in general that Usher always comes across as just being a more friendly, approachable, you know, fun type of guy.
Russell
Simmons does not give off that aura, you know. You know, that there it could be that people are looking at as well. So
Absolutely. I agree with you. Yes. So
I will say in this case, please just leave Usher alone. Leave the man alone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just leave Usher alone. You know, absolutely. And, you know, if that's his friend, that's his friend.
That's his friend.
Just think about your close friends. How quickly would you be to abandon them based on whatever allegations? How quickly would you abandon them? And how deep is your friendship? You know? Okay.
Okay. And finally, Ma, on a happy note, I think I sent this to you. I showed you some pictures that were circulating online that have gone viral now of Lupita Nyong'o and Joshua Jackson, who have seemingly confirmed that they are in a relationship, showing some PDA on the beach in their swimsuits. Mom, what do you think about this new couple?
I thought Lupita looked in very good shape and looked very cute in her little whatever beach wear. And Joshua would look like he needed to hit the gym a little bit more. He needed to follow Lupita's diet and gym.
But he wasn't bad.
All jokes aside.
No, he wasn't bad, Mom.
No, listen, he wasn't bad. He just wasn't cut and chiseled, you know. What I'm going to say, listen,
he wasn't that bad, Mom.
I didn't say he was that bad. I said he wasn't good. I know what I said. There's a whole lot between excellent and poor. There's whole lots in between there. There's gradations of physical fitness, and he's on the moderate end.
I didn't think he was that bad. Get out.
Whatever. Just go ahead. Okay.
You're hard on men.
I thought she was with Chris Hemsworth.
You're hard on men.
I just didn't see good. I thought it was, you know, somebody. I thought it was Jason Momoa. I didn't know what was going on.
You are hard on these men.
That's
how are they going to live up to those standards?
How hard are they on us? How hard are they on us? If we diet and exercise and keep things together, and they think they can come looking like a fluffy pillowcase. They think they don't have to get nothing together. No, I am not nearly as hard on them as they are on women. Right, they speak on women and they could be just as out of shape and have a body like a frog and everything else.
A frog.
No, okay,
I'll leave that.
He wasn't bad. He just didn't look cut. click, click, click. He didn't look snatched like Lupita, okay?
What is,
so,
okay.
But all jokes aside, they looked very happy.
They look cute. They Let's see. Happy. Positive
they
vibes.
Did. They looked yeah. happy. You know, at that moment, in that moment, guys, I have to keep using that word because I love that expression. And it explains everything. It explains why things change later, you know, and you don't have to go into detail. In that moment, they looked very happy.
My,
they
you know what? I'm happy. Hearing that term in that moment more and more now, and it's never good. It's well, always it's always it's an all, excuse
it's always
for bad behavior.
Later. Right. Don't yeah. ask me about it later.
Okay. So, all right. So I think they're a cute couple, positive vibes for them. Hey, you know, this thing called life, we just, you
but
never
he
know.
Definitely has a type because she certainly looks like his last wife.
Well, his only wife.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, Ma. So we have to talk a little bit about something that's coming on this Sunday, and we are going to hop on and do a little quick little wrap up. The day after the Oscars, so we let everybody know what we thought. We don't want to wait until, you know, that Wednesday. We're going to hop on and let everybody know our thoughts. So my, let's do a little bit of some of the Oscar predictions for this Sunday. So we have Best Supporting Actress. We know we have Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Daniel Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Nyad, and we have Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, Ma. So what are your thoughts on...
I want Divine.
Okay, Divine. Do you think there's going to be any type of upset? I think Divine is...
I'm hoping that there will be an upset. If there's not an upset, we can just not even watch it because
well,
it
no,
just
I'm
would be
talking
the Oppenheimer.
About this category,
Listen,
Ma.
It would just be the Oppenheimer
Ma.
Show if there aren't upsets. What?
Ma, in that category.
In that category, I want Divine.
Well, why you say an upset? I said, do you think it's going to be
it
an upset?
Be
She's
Emily,
favorite to
well,
win.
Well, because Emily Blunt would be the not upset for Oppenheimer.
No, but Divine is favored to win.
Oh, good. Next.
Best supporting actor, Robert De Niro for...
Well, you're sitting there reading the odds. I mean, I'm not reading them. Go ahead.
Well, this is what Vegas says.
Yes.
Killers
I said
of
the odds, and that's where you get them from, Vegas. Go ahead.
Yes. Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert De Niro. Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling, Barbie. Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things, and Sterling K. Brown, American Fiction.
Hello? Okay. All right. I'm just going to go from the horn. I'm going to say I like Sterling K. Brown. I want Sterling K. Brown to get it. I thought his role was kind of short, but he was good. But I like Sterling K. Brown. I also like Mark Ruffalo. And you know I always love De Niro. So that's a hard category for me.
Did you pick one?
But I'm going to say Sterling K. Brown.
Okay. We know that Robert Downey Jr.'s favorite.
The Oppenheimer Show. Why?
Yes. I actually would like De Niro in this. You know, he's an 80-something-year-old new dad. He's just, you know.
Well, he's already got awards and everything.
No, I know. Sterling K. Brown, I don't think that it was long enough, but I thought he was excellent.
I'm telling you, I've had that thought too. I thought that his part was very short.
Yeah.
But okay. All right.
Okay. Best actress, Ma. So Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. We were supposed to watch that. Carey Mulligan, Maestro. Emma Stone, Poor Things. And Annette Bening, Nyad.
Nope. Okay. You want me to tell you who I think gave the best performance?
Of course.
Emma Stone and Poor Things.
Me too.
I thought she was off the hook. I thought she was so good.
Yep. I think so too. I don't think she's going to win. I think Vegas, they have Lily Gladstone and
yeah, that's good. And who I would like to see win is Emma Stone. I'm just telling you.
Now, I'm going to say, guys, and this is a controversial take, I'm going to say that I think that Lily Gladstone did a really good job. I think, unfortunately, that this will be, you can say fortunately, unfortunately, the token minority win.
Yes.
And that is what
and
they
we,
do.
We can say that as minorities. I think we can say that. Here's the other thing. I think, what's her name? I think in Killer of the
Flower Moon, Lily Gladstone.
Lily Gladstone, I think her performance was a little bit too subdued for me. Mm-hmm. I thought just Emma Stone, I just thought she was just all that. I thought she had every kind of energy under the sun. Mm-hmm. I thought she had dramatic energy, comedic energy, women's empowerment energy. I thought she just had every sexual energy. I thought she just had all kinds of energy in that movie. To me, I like Emma Stone. So that's how I feel. I like her character, and I like how she played her character.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to the best actor category, and we have Bradley Cooper for Maestro. We have Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction, Coleman Domingo, Rustin, and we know who the favorite is, Ma. But
come on, we don't have to keep repeating Oppenheimer. I want Coleman Domingo or Jeffrey Wright. Did you say Jeffrey Wright?
Well, I'm gonna go with Jeffrey Wright, Ma. How come you just? I'm not gonna say nothing.
Well, I want us to split it because I knew you would say Jeffrey Wright. So
okay. Are you being? Are you really being fair? Or are you just saying it because those are the two black ones?
No, that's how I feel about it.
No,
that's
you don't. How I,
okay, good. See, I love that. I love you asking me my opinion, and then you commence to tell
because
me
you just told me I was going to split it. I was not going to vote for Coleman Domingo.
No, I meant split it between the two of them, Coleman Domingo.
And no, Mr. well, it wasn't a split for me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe for you it was.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, me.
That's not what you mean. That's not what you mean. You mean we're going to split the two black folks? No, I was only voting for Jeffrey Wright. Nobody else in that category. No. No, Coleman Domingo was fine, but whatever. All right.
I can't believe this. You know, you're very much like Donald Trump. Just ignore the facts and just put out whatever you want to say.
I don't say that. That's a curse.
Just don't ignore say that.
That's a horrible. That's a horrible person. I don't say that about me.
I take that back. You know I'm only playing.
You hurt my feelings,
Melania.
Oh no. No.
Where is Melania? Is anybody have they found her?
I have not seen her. Back? I don't know. The what's her name?
I have never seen such an absent wife in my whole life.
I mean,
unless they were straight up divorced, but when have you seen a wife this absent?
I have not seen her. And then you know they had a running joke online about Kate Middleton that they hadn't seen her for 2 months, something about her. She had some type of abdominal surgery, but then they were like, oh, she didn't look the same. They said all type of crazy stuff about her.
I mean, her husband is not going through all these court procedures. That's a bit different.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And we have two more and then we can move on.
Okay.
Best director, Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest, Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Justin Triet, Anatomy of a Fall. I'm just gonna say that too.
Yeah, Scorsese.
And I think it's going to be your friend Christopher Nolan.
Well, it looks that way. I think they want to give it to him.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, my best picture: American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, Poor Things, and Oppenheimer.
Now see, this is a very hard category for me as well. I would love to see Jeffrey Wright and those get it for American Fiction. I would love to see that, especially now since something else has come out very recently. And it just is would be so apropos if they did pick up that award. I'd love to see American Fiction get it. I'd love to see that. And I'm going to leave it there.
I'm going to still go with Poor Things, although American Fiction would be my second choice.
Poor Things is so good as well.
Yeah.
That's a difficult choice because Poor Things was really good.
I did not like Oppenheimer, and I know that Oppenheimer is going to win.
I did not care for Oppenheimer. Did we mention Maestro or was Maestro
I didn't,
not?
Maestro's up there. I didn't care for Maestro either.
I did not like Maestro either. You know, so, okay. So let's see how it goes. Let's just see. You know, we put it out there. Those are our choices for our different reasons. So let's see how it goes.
Okay. All right. I have a couple more things before we go. Just one thing. I don't know if you knew this. I know it's illegal to bring your cell phone in the voting booth, but there's actually no voting booth here in Texas. It's just all out in the open and a person right next to you.
There's no booth. What you're
doing. Right.
Right. There's no booth.
There's no booth. But my thing is, I didn't realize that you can bring like paper or like, I didn't know if that was legal. Did you know that?
No, I never knew. I never even dealt with it because everything since in my life or in recent years that I can remember, there was no need for paper because everything was done through the computer and electronically.
Well,
so
yeah, but I mean, because there's so
what
many,
would you,
there's so many nominations, you don't know half the people.
Oh, you
so
mean you can
know,
bring a paper to refer to.
Right, so that
yeah,
you know
maybe
who
you
want to vote
written
for.
Down your people
right.
In advance. I didn't know, but I just never attempted. You know, it never was an issue that I confronted.
Yeah.
You know, you got
I did
me?
That. I did that for the first time today. Like I thought
that's
they
wonderful.
Were able to do it. Like, but I went online and I checked and they're like, no, you can bring paper or you can bring a ballot. People
good.
Just
that's,
can't
that's
give it
good
to you.
To know.
The people just
yeah,
are
that's
not.
Good to know. I got you. They can't give it, but you can bring your own. Well, you
you
see, for
they,
me,
listen,
that's
my
never.
Hold up. They can give it to you, but it has to be beyond 100 feet. Of
Okay.
The right.
Oh, okay. You can't be within. You can't be
within.
Closer. Than 100 feet. Okay. I got you. Well, that's really good. That's good to know. But see, I like really never needed it either. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I never did, you know, research it because I never needed it because I was always knew how I was voting. You got me?
Listen, I agree with you, but the way they have everything, I'm just saying this
only,
for people.
Only if that would help me when they have these little different propositions, like local school things and, you know, things going on that's strictly to do with local elections. I might need something then, a piece of paper then, because they have so many people running for so many
And they have so many here
smaller
in
local
Texas.
Offices.
They
Yeah,
have
and in
so it's
Texas,
just
and Texas is crazy. And
right.
Texas is always election time somewhere. In
Right.
some county, it's always time to vote.
Right.
You know, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay.
That's good to know. Good information.
Just wanted to get that
I like
information.
That. That's good to know.
So, guys, we know that Married at First Sight, I don't know, is this the finale that's coming out later
today? I think
today?
This week is the finale. I mean, what else can they do?
Right.
They're all separated and went the hell back to their own apartments. What else can they do?
Okay, so let's get in. Okay, so we know the finale for Married at First Sight, we think is today, Wednesday. And we think Love is Blind, we know the finale is also Wednesday, but they will be doing a reunion show. The reunion show, I think, will be the following week. So, Ma, just kind of some information about Married at First Sight, and it doesn't include this season. So there's been 64 couples that were matched on Married at First Sight. How many of them do you think are still together
64.
Today?
64.
Yes.
64?
Yes.
64.
Since it started.
Only 64 couples?
Yes, only 64 couples. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
And go ahead. Go
there's
ahead,
been
daughter.
seasons when there was three. There's been seasons,
I
yes.
got it. I got it. I'm just saying.
Not
I'm kind of
including,
startled, but I guess, you
not
know.
including 2024. Not including,
Okay, up to 2023.
right. How many
Okay.
of them are still together?
4.
12.
Well, good for them.
Now that includes, some of the more recent ones and some of the ones from in the past. So
That's good for
that's
them.
about a 20%
A little
success
bit
rate.
less than 20%.
A little bit
Yeah,
less. Yes.
good. Yeah. I didn't know it
Okay.
was that much. It did. You know what? That had to be back seasons going by. Hasn't been in these recent seasons, that's for sure.
Okay, and finally, Love is Blind. So Love is Blind, Ma. How many? Well, okay. So there have been 150 people who found quote unquote love. And
150.
so 16 couples, or no, 16 people or 8 couples are still together from Love is Blind. Are you surprised?
Yes, because that's but that number
Those
is
eight couples, yeah.
right, because that's almost 10%. That's
Yeah,
around 10%,
that's around
right?
10%. Yeah, and so
And
that's,
yeah, so that's even low. I didn't even think so.
yeah.
I thought the reverse. But I guess so much goes on with Married at First Sight, and it's a whole longer process, and I guess you kind of lose track of, stuff. So it's different. But I didn't know Married at First Sight had such a good statistic.
Well, that's a bad statistic. The highest.
We know that it's bad, but I didn't think it was even that good. You
The
got me.
highest, yes, the highest statistic from was the highest rated show was 90 Day Fiance, which would be understandable because they
Oh
knew each
yeah.
other before the show
They're
started.
right. Nobody put them together. They're doing their own thing and they have a longer time, frame. And so yeah, that kind of is very different.
And Love
Statistics.
Island UK is up above Married at First Sight.
Well, good for Love Island, UK.
But the only thing about Love Island UK, these people haven't gotten married. There's some that have, but
Yeah. Well, you
they're
know what I love
still
about
together.
Love Island, UK? Or
And they're
Love Island,
younger.
period? Yeah. But you know what I really like about them?
What do you love
They are
about them?
figuring out their own stuff. They don't have any experts over there trying to put them together when they obviously need to leave and go find somebody else, and go snuggle up and go over to Casa Amora with somebody else. You know what I
Right,
mean? They're doing figuring
exactly.
it out on their own, and they're connected with who they connect with, not who they don't connect with, and people trying to make them work it out instead of, I just don't like this person. I want somebody I would like.
Right, and I think that's
And
like
that's
the
really
important
what
thing,
it is.
right?
What'd you say, Pay?
No, I said I think that's the important thing is connecting with the person. You put
Yeah,
your relationship with the
yeah.
person. We don't need some of these so-called experts.
Yeah, right. But then that's what Married at First Sight is. You know,
And
they
I feel
offer
like,
to let somebody else make those choices for them.
and
Yeah.
those numbers are going to go down from this season and the season before because this was
Oh yeah,
2023.
they're going to destroy. They're going to create a whole nother curve because they're so bad. That whole curve is going to be lowered because they're so terrible this season. I agree.
Okay,
The
Mom.
only pleasant thing in the whole season is Michael and Chloe. I don't even say that they're good as far as, being together as a couple, but they're certainly pleasant and having fun together with each other. You
Right,
know? Yeah.
exactly. So, I
Yeah.
mean, they were
Which
brought on the
puts them
show.
ahead of all the rest of the people. Right?
Well, yeah, I think they, Chloe was brought on the show to help save the show, because Michael has such a good personality, whatever, with his little quirky ways, he still has like a really good personality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michael was totally endearing.
So, Ma, I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
You can name them yourself, daughter. The sun, the stars, the moon, and the fourth thing is going to be birthday celebrations. All right.
Yay, woo,
All
woo.
right. All right.
So, number one, can't wait to see the Oscars. I don't know why I can't wait to see them. I think there'll be a little bit of disappointment, but Jimmy Kimmel's always funny. Number two, Love is Blind, the finale. Can't wait to see that. And then number three, the Traitors finale is also coming up. The finale and the what is it? The reunion that'll be airing on Thursday. So those are all exciting things, Ma. Is there
Oh,
anything that you want to
wonderful.
say before we go on this beautiful, beautiful day?
I want to tell everyone, enjoy life. Life is too short to be miserable and too long not to do what you want to do. And to thine own self be true. And go vote. I can't help it. I have to say it. Go vote and stay safe.
Okay.
Drink, smoke, everything else you're doing. In moderation. All right, guys.
Thank you guys for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Continue to follow us on all social media platforms, whether it's Threads, whether it's Instagram, whether it's X, Facebook. We really do appreciate you guys. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, All Things Paige, home with the Bambushi Happy Hour. Guys, continue to check out the YouTube channel because we will be having our videos and video podcasts coming up real soon. Be safe, and we'll see you soon, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.